We start working with Ross, oh, I don't know, about a year and a half ago. And we learn that he is something of a little bit of an elf. He's a gift giver.
He is a gift giver.
He brings in chocolate. He brings in soda for those of us that are working with him,
yes.
Working adjacent to him. He's very generous. He went on a vacation. He was nice enough to bring me something back from France, brought me some record albums.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a very generous guy. And this morning we come in, and I'm going to be honest with you, Rochelle and I dragging a little bit this morning. For whatever reason, we didn't really have all that eventful a night. But for whatever reason, one of those days where you just have trouble getting going.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, guess what? I brought you something for your Easter basket. I said, you did? And I let up like a little kid. So what is this? It's booze, is it
yeah,
not?
Yeah, it's tilted liquor. Yeah.
So it's a little shot of whiskey. Mine is pickle flavored.
Mine is chocolate flavored.
Now, of course, yours is chocolate flavored. Now, now, why did she get chocolate and I got pickle? Are you trying to say
she
something?
She loves chocolate. I
understand
knew
that, but I think you're trying to say something about her personalities. That
with a pickle flavor?
Yeah, no. that somehow I'm a little tart.
You're a little vinegary?
Yeah, right. I'm a little unpleasant to the taste, whereas Rochelle gets chocolate.
I love pickles. That's not, pickles are not bad. I don't think that's an insult.
Well, I'll bring you one of those tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
What is the meaning of these? Do you make little Easter baskets for friends and family?
Yeah, for
nice.
My wife's family, they like that kind of stuff, that weird stuff.
Booze?
Yeah.
That's not weird.
Well, tilted liquor is weird. There's also banana flavor and some other kinds, yeah.
So this is these people make different flavors of whiskey is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Have you ever heard of these? I'm surprised
no.
you. I'm surprised
mm-hmm.
there's a liquor brand that Rochelle
and
they're
only little bottles. I mean, they're, a couple of ounces. So.
Yeah, this is the kind of little bottle you get behind the counter at the convenience store when you really have a problem.
It's 70 proof.
Right.
I mean, it's a little bottle.
Yeah.
It's a happy little bottle.
This is the kind of bottle you stop in, you buy a lottery ticket and some booze at 1 in the afternoon, and people go, whatever happened to Jim?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, it's going to be hard pressed not to throw this in the coffee this morning. This is a nice little
pickle flavored in your coffee?
I am just going to open it.
No, you're not.
I'm not going to have a swig. God. I just want a little.
Does it smell like pickles?
Ross, I really do love you. You're a wonderful man, but it smells horrible.
Does it smell like pickles?
It smells like pickle juice.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't smell great at all. How does yours smell?
I don't know.
Don't drink it. It's too early for that, but just take a little
right
sniffer.
Now. Are you kidding? Let me see.
Give me a little sniffer. Tell me if it smells like warm chocolate.
Oh, it smells delicious. It smells like hot cocoa.
Let me see that.
It smells really
over,
good.
You pass it over without spilling it?
It smells really good. It's like warm.
Yeah, see, that smells,
it smells warm.
That smells lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I get pickle? I mean, at least banana would have been a little.
I'll get you some banana tomorrow.
I'll take your pickle, too.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I'm sure you will. Could have been banana, but I get stuck with pickle for the love of God. Thanks, Ross. Happy Easter to you and your family.
Thanks.
Good morning, America. Welcome to Wednesday. It is April 5th, 2023, here in the great Garden State and beyond. Big Show on the radio. 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM, anywhere in your free Boss app, 107.1theboss.com, on your smart speaker, your Alexa. A lot of ways to listen. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Crew's here. Step for Joe. He's off until after the holiday, believe it or not.
Good for him.
Uncle Ross in with us again this morning. Well, I'll tell you what, yesterday, what a beautiful day. Did you get to roll down the windows on the ride home yesterday? Oh,
so nice.
Terrific.
Yeah, so, so nice. Taste of what's to come, hopefully.
Oh, look at you. These two leave before I do. I'm in the building till about noon yesterday. And, man, I was just, I was mad at myself for staying inside the office for so long. Because the minute you walk out, it just, boy, that puts you in a beautiful mood just to have the, I don't know, the birds are chirping and the trees are blooming and the road is nice. I rolled down the window and that lasted for about 30 seconds before I couldn't take the noise anymore.
And the allergies are going crazy.
Oh, man, that was a fabulous day. The kids had spring break last week and then until yesterday, so she had to bring them back up to the airport yesterday. She said she had the windows down going up to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And then inevitably, we know the time they're going to take off. And then she says, lies, guess what? I just got the alert from United Airlines. You're delayed 45 minutes.
Yep.
So I got...
middle of the beautiful day.
Yeah, I know. I got the FAA app when they give you all the info on what's going on at traffic control. It's really interesting stuff, by the way. And I don't know if he knows this, but I've always wanted to be a pilot.
Yeah.
So this is like as close as I get where I get on my laptop there and I'm looking at all those maps and you can look at the radar and it shows you all the planes that are in the air. It's so interesting, right? And they had an alert that they were temporarily limiting the airspace in the New York metro area because of the former president, Mr. Trump, heading back from New York down to Florida yesterday. And, of course, he was getting out of court and getting set to go on the plane back down to his resort there, just as the kids were supposed to take off. Now, I don't know for sure, but I think in part the kids might have been delayed because of Trump.
No, I honestly think they were because the plane was there.
Yeah.
There was nothing. I mean, there was no weather, anything. There was nothing going on. So there was no reason for it. I was okay with it because it gave me a few more minutes with them. But it was just also like, what is going on
What
here?
Are the chances that you happen to be traveling in the midst of an historical event that causes the airspace to be limited?
Well, the kids had 3 donuts and I had a coffee and it was fine. But
you're welcome. I did it for you guys. Hope you enjoyed the donut.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange, though?
It was something. It was all over the TV in the airport, too. So everywhere you walk, that's all you could see. But it didn't occur to me that that could be the reason. And so you, of course, because you are Mr. Pilot, are giving me the wind speed of the air and the...
You realize I don't
you
know.
You let me know where the plane came from and the one that it could have been.
They had trouble cleaning the plane. And so they...
It had nothing to do with that. It was all about...
You didn't have trouble cleaning.
Former president.
Well, it was something. And I really don't know what I'm talking about, but I do enjoy reading those.
You make the text messages seem like you do because it was all, I was like, are they getting on the plane or not? Like, are we coming home?
I was right about the time they would land, wasn't I? I had it down to the minute.
You did, yeah. It's crazy.
I'm trying to remember what was going on. This might have been after, I don't know, maybe during the Iraq War when that first happened or something like that, but I used to travel all the time. And I remember there was a period at the airport where they would not have the news on. They didn't have, you know how you walk through, they usually have CNN on or something like that. I went through a number of weeks there where they were running like the Disney Channel up there. And I got to tell you, it really improved here. It was like I say, walking outside on a spring day.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice to walk through the airport and see Winnie the Pooh and Tigger instead of the horrible news up on the big screens in the airport, you know?
The airport is the one place you can go and at, you know, 6 a.m., it's okay to have a beer. It's okay to have a drink, you know? Wow. They're all rules go away when you're going on vacation.
I got pickle whiskey right here if you'd like some.
I know.
Here
so you
go.
When you go, you don't necessarily want to be brought down before you go to Jamaica by looking at the news.
Also, I got to tell you, I watched a little bit of that district attorney, Alvin Bragg, yesterday, and he looks a lot like the dad from Urkel from the Family Matters show.
Really?
He's a little younger, but he reminds me a lot of Carl Winslow from the Urkel show.
I love that.
Did I do that? I think pre-coffee thoughts are a little silly, but everybody seems to love them, so we do them every Wednesday morning. And we go around the room, have everybody write down just a little stream of consciousness, the first thing that comes to mind before we do anything else. And it is also fun for me to try and guess whom of you may have added to the pot here and come up with one of these pre-coffee thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little silliness. People named AI, or maybe it's Al. That's a sign of the times. I think it's Al. First thing I see this, I think it's AI.
Right.
Man, look at me. I'm like a futurist.
Look at you.
I'm like Walt Disney.
Uh-huh.
People named Al will increasingly be mistaken for artificial intelligence. Man, if I had prepared and read the whole thing, that would have been,
yeah,
maybe. Uh-huh. What an idiot I am. Hang on. I'm going to have some pickle whiskey. Give me a second.
God. Here we go. All right.
A good way to start them off.
Boy, did I blow
That's
that one.
Perfect.
Humans don't have a mating season. Every season's mating season.
Okay.
Or so I'm told. The highway viewed from inside your car versus standing outside your car, very different.
Oh, yes.
You ever stand on the side of the highway, have to change a tire? And
unfortunately.
It's scary.
It is very scary.
I always feel
pretty
bad
loud.
For the guy that has to do that. You know, the AAA guy when he pulls up. I mean, you get so close to him. I don't know how he can calmly change a tire. I'd be so afraid of getting whacked in the behind
very
by
scary.
A bumper or something.
Mm-hmm. And the left side is worse than the right side.
Exactly.
Because that's closer to the street.
Exactly, yeah. Very scary.
Speaking of which, the level of trust we have in other people not to steal online orders is impressive.
It is true. You know, we have a mail room and where we live, and everybody's stuff is just in there. And I know that there's like a little camera in the corner of the room, but every time I go in there, I think, who's to say you couldn't just take everything in this room? And there are packages I've seen that have been sitting there for months. Nobody's touched them. I mean, I can't believe that people have not. It's great. It's great that they don't.
You may be the only one with these criminal thoughts and ideas.
I know I'm not. I know I'm not. Because you go, I'm just grateful nothing has ever been taken.
Yeah.
She's also
very judgmental of people that get a package delivered and then don't pick it up for a long period. She's like, I've been in there 3 times and there's this big box in unit 644 has not picked it
up.
Why
don't they pick it up?
What do you care?
You ordered it. Pick it up. I almost want to go take it to their door. Like, what are you doing?
That's not your job.
Go pick it up.
People leave it at our front door, you know, all the packages and stuff like that. But we never see them because we go in the garage and park the car.
Yeah.
Oh,
why would you even look at the front door if you don't go in that way?
Yeah. I track all my packages because I'm a psycho, though, so I know exactly the minute they arrive. I'm like, I want to know where my stuff is at right now.
That's pre-coffee thoughts. The Secret Service really isn't a secret at all. We all know they're there. We saw them on TV yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
Old school VW buses look like they're wearing a thong. You think about it with the little...
With the color... the white stripe.
The little V in the front with the VW logo. Did you say ew?
Yeah. No one wants to think about
now
that.
Now the color's like butt cheeks. All right. No. I'm never going to be able to look at one ever again.
Meatball is the most lazy named food. That's exactly what it is. It's a ball of meat.
Okay.
The older John Cena gets, the more he looks like a buff Jim Varney, Ernest. All right. I've had enough of this. That's it. A lot going on today. 7:10, big concert announcement. 7:20, passes for you. Collective Soul, 107.1 The Boss, presenting that show at the Vogel, May 26. Get a chance to win the free money up to $500. Get you qualified for $5,000 in your hand. Joey Pants, Joe Pantoliano from The Sopranos, and he's got a brand new musical on Broadway, or off-Broadway, just off-Broadway.
Yes.
Called Rock and Roll Man with our friend Constantine Morales. We'll find out about that. He'll check in on the Celebrity Hotline. And he said...
She said.
At 7:50. Did I say that already?
You did.
Oh, all right. So we got a whole bunch going on this morning. Time right now for the Community Bulletin Board. Let's check this. Every morning we hear from local businesses, organizations, groups looking to do some good, putting on fun events. If you have one, send it to us. Boss Text Connect anytime, 732-774-4444. Facebook or 1071theboss.com. Van Dusen's going to be out on Saturday. Big announcement on this. Nissan City of Red Bank from noon to 2. You can enter to win tickets to see Adam Sandler at the Prudential Center April 13th. And one more pair of passes into our Boss Party Suite to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Really?
On Friday the 14th. So.
Oh, that's exciting.
Two chances to get to a big show at the Pru. Adam Sandler and Bruce by popular demand at Nissan City of Red Bank starting at noon on Saturday. Greater Ocean Township Chamber of Commerce having a wine and chocolate event. Wonder if they have any pickle whiskey. It's going on Tuesday, April 20th, Shore Antique Center in Allenhurst from 6 to 8. Wine tasting, chocolate, cheese, beer, antiques, music, and a whole lot more. And it all benefits the Community Hope Fund. So a good cause. It's GOTCC.org for the details. Pancakes and Pajamas with the Easter Bunny. That's going on Saturday. The new Monmouth Diner starting at 9 in the morning. NewMonmouthDiner.com for the info. Stop in, have a little breakfast. A cup of Joe with the Easter Bunny. And the Spring Flower Sale and Craft Fair is happening Friday and Saturday, 10 to 4 at the Wall Community First Aid Squad, Lakewood Road in Manasquan. Benefits go back to the Rescue Squad, which is 100% volunteer, so another good cause. It's WCFAS. I think I used to work there. WCFAS.org for more info. And there you are, the Friendly Neighborhood CBB, your Community Bulletin Board. Let's go to the Celebrity Hotline. You know him from many of your favorite movies, TV shows. He's got a new Broadway musical getting fired up in June. It's Joe Pantoliano. Joey Pants, you are a New Jersey legend. Did you know that about yourself? People just love you.
Well, I've always known I was a legend in my own mind.
Listen, they love you here, and of course you get some extra love here because, you know, everywhere you go, you can see places that were featured on The Sopranos, and I think maybe New Jersey people think of you first there. So that's going to feel pretty good to be part of such a legendary television show, right?
Of course.
Yeah. And you drive into the state, what's the first thing you see? Jimmy Gandolfini's name. So that makes you feel at home too, right?
You do? Where?
Oh, the rest area. The first exit on the Garden State Parkway coming in from New York is now named after after Mr. Gandolfini.
Yeah, but the Garden State Parkway, you have to pay. That's a toll thing, right?
Yeah, you don't do the toll roads?
Oh, no, I always do this. I'm very frugal that way. I'm conservative that way.
Well, that's fair. That's how you got to be you. Hey, let's talk about this new project. I'm excited about this. I don't know if you know this, but we're doing a summer kickoff concert, and Constantine Morales is one of the performers. He and you are both starring in a new upcoming musical. It's called Mr. Rock and Roll, about the early days of rock concerts, rock music. The guy who invented the term rock and roll, Alan Freed, and you play a record executive, Morris Levy. Do I have all that right?
Yeah, I play two characters. I play Morris Levy, who is the New York kind of yin and yang. There's Leo Mintz, who started with Alan in Cincinnati, and he had the Vaz, a record shop back in those days. Kids would go to the record shops to hear the music on the 45s first, and so they started together. And then when Alan went to ABC Records radio in New York, Leo stays behind. So it's like the good guy, bad guy influences in Alan's life.
No, I don't know that, you know, no one knows for sure, I guess. But what I read is that Leo, the record guy, when he was starting out, would pay money for him to put his records on and say, hey, play these records and tell people come to my store. And then Morris was involved in saying, hey, if you play these songs, we'll give you some songwriting credit, allegedly. And that was the game that the record business would play in those days.
Yeah, but Morris also, he managed Frankie Lyman. He owned the club Birdland, and he also was the conduit to getting these venues, because Alan, among other things, started bringing musical artists to concert venues. He began that whole concert venue. In fact, the one that Buddy Holly and Richie Valens was on, that was all where they died tragically. But that was that had never been done before. You know, they would play their records, the kids would dance, but to actually have the artists come to their towns, cities, Boston, you know, major cities, that was the Alan Morris thing.
Right. Now, Morris Levy also, you know, we talk about Sopranos, the beginning conversation, allegedly had some ties to organized crime as well. Do you get into that in the storyline or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because he was the only game in town. If you wanted to have to book artists and rent venues, you had to go through him.
How do you like working with our buddy Constantine, man? That's a talented fella right there.
Extraordinary. I mean, he's, you know, I'm going to get to sing, which is fantastic, but I'll be standing next to him, so he'll make me sound good.
Who are some of your favorites from those early rock and roll artists? Are you an Elvis guy? You like the doo-wop? What are you into?
You know, I like the doo-wop that became, you know, that was a one-off from blues. Yeah. And I really, in terms of understanding music, was the Beatles. I was a little late for the rock and roll, but then I got into it big time when they started doing the rock and roll revival. So I actually saw Little Richard and Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry. I would go to those concerts all over the country. You know, if I'd be working somewhere and they'd coming in, I'd go.
That's cool.
Fantastic.
Mr. Rock and Roll, it opens the first week of June. If people want to get tickets, where's it?
Actually, it's called Rock and Roll Man.
Rock and Roll Man. Why am I saying Mr. Rock and Roll was an Alan Freed movie from the 50s? I'm sorry.
Right.
That was true. So my brain, I'm sorry, I farted there. Rock and Roll Man, and it opens up the first week of June. And where do I get tickets, Joey?
Tickets are on everywhere. Tickets are sold. And it's at the New World Stages.
Right.
They're on 50th between 8th and 7th, where the old Madison Square Garden. If you get to sit in the orchestra, you can still smell the elephant dew.
Rock and Roll Man, not Mr. Rock and Roll. I feel like such a dummy. We're still friends, right?
Yeah, we are. Of course.
Okay. I didn't believe you, but that's all right. Joey, it's good to have you on, buddy. And we'll tell Constantine you said hello.
Oh, please do. He's the best, right?
Yeah, we love him. We're going to have him May 26th for a concert just before you guys open, as a matter of fact.
Where's the concert going to be?
So we're doing an all-day summer kickoff party down in Lavalette, New Jersey at the Crab's Claw on the Ocean.
I know it well.
Yeah, so we'll see you down there.
Okay, pal.
In other news, I'm going to be whacked by the Friends of Joey Pants.
Yeah, but on that day, he knows exactly where you're going to be.
Oh, my God. That's true.
Good job.
If you like the old rock and roll stuff, there was a movie that had all those 50s people, you know, Alan Freed and all of them, called Mr. Rock and Roll, so that's what... There's no excuse. I'm going to be murdered.
But yeah. Yep.
Joey Pants is going to have me whacked. A big concert announcement here. Can I get a little drum roll, please? There we go. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5 p.m., tickets, last chance tickets to see the Eagles in concert this Friday at the Prudential Center.
Yeah.
April 7th, three chances to win, last chance tickets to the Eagles. Man, the Prudential Center is going to be rocking. And we will get you in there. 9, 1, and 5, three chances out of the boss ticket window for fantastic seats to see the Eagles at the Prudential Center. Don't miss Eagle Free Ticket Thursday tomorrow. And then the show is on Friday here, 1071 The Boss. That's a big deal, right?
It is a big deal.
I'm going home. I'll call in.
I don't know if you're eligible, Ross.
All right.
Not sure you can do that. We were out for dinner last night.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, I was a little embarrassed by this.
What?
And you see this with concert tickets and all these sort of things. Now, everything's got a QR code on it.
Yes.
So we sit down at the table, and I'm used to the old days where you'd sit down at the table, and there'd be your plate and your napkin and your utensils and the menus, and maybe they got salt and pepper on the table. You sit down now at these places, there's nothing. There's nothing on the table except for this one little piece of paper that's got the code on it.
Yes.
And Rochelle doesn't say a word. She just sits down, picks up her phone, boop, takes a picture, and she's reading the menu. I'm like, is this one of those things where I got to get the menu on my phone? I don't know how to do that. And she says, you can do it. Just take a picture of it, but don't hit the picture button to get the thing on your phone. So I'm...
You just open the camera and you point it to it. But you took this piece of paper and put it, like, up against your phone. Like, is that how... Are you kidding? I mean, we've been using QR codes since...
You've been using QR codes.
They started during COVID because when the restaurants reopened, they didn't want to have the menus everywhere.
Yeah, you don't want to touch it.
So we're going 2 years on this. Are you kidding me? You don't know how to scan a QR code?
No. So I open up the phone. I do know how to use the camera.
Ridiculous.
So I got that far, and the lady comes up, and she must have seen... I mean, I don't know how they noticed this because...
Because you held the paper up in the air, and you're like, like, you've never been in public before.
The place was absolutely packed.
It was.
And yet somehow the waitress immediately notices me and she comes over with the paper menu and goes, here you go. Oh, that was so embarrassing. I got to tell you.
That was great.
That was a good meal. And you were out with the kids the other night at the Texas Roadhouse, right?
Yes.
Man, Grayson loves the Texas Roadhouse.
It's his favorite place. And it's funny because he doesn't really eat the food. He loves the rolls. He goes for the rolls. Every time we go, he downs at least six.
You walk out of there with rolls after eating some of that food. It's heavy, rich food. Oh, man.
Well, I had a salad and it was fine, but like he's tiny. He's maybe 65 pounds. He's tiny, tiny. 6-7 rolls. Yeah. Then we take the rolls home and then he wants to eat them when we get home. I'm like, I don't understand. Sometimes he'll eat the French fries. He's just a carboholic. Loves Texas Roadhouse.
He wrote a little book for school. You know how they ask you to...
book.
They make those little books and you write a little story.
Yes.
He could have written about his family.
Yes.
Could have written about the dog or Rick the cat. What does he write about? How he loves mom taking him to Texas Roadhouse.
That's what he wrote.
And he brought it in and showed the... he asked the waitress. I said, you should tell the waitress, bring the manager over. Maybe they'll give you some free stuff. And he goes, I'm going to do it. He did. He got himself a little swag bag.
Not only the waitress, he asked the waitress to get the manager, please.
Wow.
He said, could you please... So the poor waitress thought something was wrong because 6-year-old Grayson's like, can I please speak to the manager? And I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, he wrote a book. He'd like to read it to her. And she was wonderful. I'm going to give out to Tiffany at the Parlin Texas Roadhouse.
Yep.
Amazing. She brought this huge bag full of stuff, was so, so happy that he wrote. But it was like a 7-page book about everything that he loves, including the cactus decorations and the wood on the walls. I mean,
he's learning how to be a celebrity spokesman, looking for a little free cash on the side at a very young age.
He loved it.
It's beautiful. It's
so funny.
He's learning from the best.
Yes.
So, while I'm over there, like, it's called a what? A QR what? So embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
Hi, good morning. It's the boss. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. You're the 10th caller through. Congratulations. You got some tickets to go see Collective Soul in concert.
Excellent.
Nice
excellent.
Job. You like that Texas Roadhouse? That's a good spot, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Walk out of there with a little bandana, your swag bag. What's your name?
My name is John.
All right, John, where are you calling us from this morning? It sounds like you're driving.
I'm kind of far away. I'm actually at work now, but I live in Middletown.
No, all right. Well, cool. Thanks for you streaming us on the phone or something like that.
Absolutely, man. You're right, number one on the list.
Oh, look at you.
Love that.
You're the dude. All right, hang on the line here. Just give us a second. We'll come get all your info, right?
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
All right, bud. All right, let's do this. Time for hashtag mom confessions. Like that was a confession that you bring your kid, let him bamboozle the Texas Roadhouse people. But
hey, he worked hard on that book. I was proud of him for he did. He sat there and the manager was so sweet. Sat in our booth and let him read the whole book to her. It was very busy.
Did you have some audio of that actually?
I did. Yeah.
You want to dig that up? Meanwhile, I'll say if you want to go to our socials and we search that hashtag, you post hashtag. You know, the little hashtag thing. I may not know the QR code, but I do know the hashtag, the way of the hashtag. Hashtag mom confessions. Confessions, right.
Yes.
On the socials, we search that, then we share them every morning. A little something we do at 7:20 and 9:20. And since this is a mom confession, here is our little 7-year-old at Texas Roadhouse bamboozling. Texas Roadhouse is the best. All right, that's enough of that. This is an advertisement for Texas Roadhouse.
No kidding.
But man, He loves it, doesn't he?
Loves it. Jennifer Hunt said, got a call from my son's preschool today. I had to go pick him up early because he, and I quote, gave himself a headache dancing too hard in music class. He's going hard.
How do you do that?
He's going hard.
He's going hard. With the Macarena.
Sarah Smith said, I let my kids stir the pancake batter, and now he keeps asking for the whiskey. Going to have a lot of explaining to do at the playground.
You're like Lucy and Desi. You got some splaining to do.
Mellow Yellow 98 said, my six-year-old said in a very cute voice, hey, Mommy, do you know what this means? Then he showed me his middle finger.
He's going to be a great driver on the parkway any minute now.
I love it.
Mom Confessions, hashtag Mom Confessions. It's every morning, 720 and 920. Yesterday, we attempted to call Joe Nolan Chicken on his vacation in Florida. It went straight to voicemail, leading us to believe he was either blocking me, ignoring me, was sleeping, or was drunk, or some combination of them. I thought we'd give him another attempt right now, see what happens this morning. And
please leave your message for
again.
Yep, right to voicemail.
You know what? Seriously, good for him for taking an actual vacation. I know he said he would come on, but good for him for turning off the phone and doing what you're supposed to do on vacation and enjoying yourself.
I know, but how annoyed am I about this whole situation? Because he promised me he would come on.
Well, why don't you text him maybe later today and say, tomorrow we are going to call you. Can you please make sure you have your phone on? Yeah. And maybe that will help instead of just trying to surprise him this early because
well, he
he's
told
on
me
vacation.
To call him anytime because I did text him and say I was going to call. Then he must have forgotten. And also,
well, yeah, he's on vacation. He's drinking. He's not thinking about work. That's not what you're supposed to do.
Also, part of me is worried he's been captured by pirates in the Caribbean. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's posting on socials. He's alive.
Is it him or is it the pirates? Stay in touch with us on all the socials. We're at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. Get us wherever you get your podcasts. Or the Robbie and Rochelle Morning page right there, 1071theboss.com. Here we go. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know. Number five to number one. We start at number five and count down today. Man, this is like Dateline NBC, okay? There's a wife who goes in the car her husband drives for the most part, and finds another woman's checkbook.
Oh.
The man says, I don't know what that is. I don't know who that is. I don't know how it got there. I have no idea. He posted a picture, put it on his social media, and said, if anybody is this person, can you please reach out? Because I don't know who you are, how your checkbook ended up here. I'd like to return it to you. And further, I'd like to convince my wife that this is some big misunderstanding.
Oh, boy.
Well, we got a happy ending. It turns out he was telling the truth.
Okay.
Hey, we found Jessica. After texting back and forth all morning, the best we can come up with is that our kids go to school together. She maybe parks where I park because I teach next door. It's the best we got. So this afternoon, I'm going to meet up with Jessica, take the whole family over. She's getting her checkbook back.
I got to be honest with you. Some of this still sounds a little sketchy to me, don't you think?
Yeah.
How did it get in the car?
It does a little bit.
Something about this still doesn't add up to me. I'm glad that his wife is buying it, but I'm not sure I'm buying it. Are you buying it?
No.
Let me tell you, if I ever tried to pull that, that wouldn't fly for 4 seconds.
No, it would not. Not at all.
Oh, we park next to each other all the time, person I've never met.
She just threw her checkbook in my car because why not?
But he claims he didn't know that it was in the car, who she was. Little fishy.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I feel like we got another follow-up coming on this story. Number four, scientists now say when plants are stressed, you heard me right, plants can experience stress.
Well, that's sad.
Feeling as though they're not being fed or they're not getting enough nutrients.
Yeah.
They actually make a noise. And
what?
With a high-tech microphone, scientists were able to record the sound of a stressed-out plant.
Stop it.
This is biologist Lilac Hadney. Those little popping noises are actually being recorded from a plant vine.
This makes me feel so horrible about the one little plant that we have in our house that I have no idea how, but I have yet to kill it, but it is definitely neglected. So it's probably screaming. It's going to be a lot louder than that
one. I was going to say, the little
plant
you've got, your little basil tree, it's like CSI.
Yeah. It just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
I don't know.
You know when they bust in and then they catch the guy who's cutting up bodies and stuff? This is you with plants.
Yes.
All the plants will... Help us. She's trying to kill us. Please. Anybody, water us, please.
Man. That's incredible, though. Wow.
Number three, Elon Musk in the news again. As I mentioned, I'm going to lose my blue check mark any day. I got an email from Elon at Twitter. He's the most followed person on the app with 133 million followers. He is just ahead of former President Obama, who is at number two. Elon did, however, lose an anonymous fan who also has several million followers. That would be at Cat Turd.
Cat Turd?
Yeah. You know, Twitter is losing its popularity when at Cat Turd stops following your account.
And we make note of it.
Yeah.
How strange.
I am going to go right now. I'm not making this up. I'm going to go on to Twitter, and I'm going to follow Cat Turd and see if we can
You're going to be friends with Cat Turd?
See, we can team up against... yeah, it's got 16 million followers.
You're kidding. What is it? What is the page about? Is it like a...
Well, the picture is a cat with glasses he's on and a cute. Tie, so he's kind of cute.
What do they tweet?
Well, let me look here. Oh, boy. He's talking about Trump.
Oh, no.
Talking
it's a
about
political
old TVs.
Page?
Well, not just politics. Yeah, there's a lot of political stuff.
Oh, geez.
Oh, we got Marjorie Taylor Greene. I can't
oh,
be doing... I don't need
no.
that in my Twitter. Never mind Cat Turd. I'm out. I got all excited to be friends with the cat turd.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Bring back Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat died like your plants.
I know.
Number two, here's a list of non-obvious signs that somebody might be dirty, filthy rich. Casually having expensive hobbies.
Okay.
Sailing, skiing, golfing.
Sure.
Eating expensive foods.
Sure.
Having couches that don't touch the wall. Isn't that interesting?
Mm.
The layout
you have a
of
house
your home
so large that
right.
it doesn't touch
that you get the square footage to have yeah. a couch in the middle of the room.
Yes, okay.
List of non-obvious signs you were not dirty, stinking rich. Mm. You do a radio morning show.
Yeah, yeah.
People may think the opposite, but in fact,
our couches do in fact touch the wall.
Right up against the wall.
I mean, they also touch the dining room set because it's so small that you can't move in between.
You want to put your feet up and watch TV? Forget it. There's not enough room. Bonus story for you in a new poll. Half of Americans say they dig sentiment decor. Speaking of your couches and such, these are those little signs that people put on a wall like, be happy, think positive.
Oh, you hate these.
Live, laugh, love.
Yes.
It is most popular with people 25 to 34.
Yeah, you hate anytime I have, even for Christmas and stuff, the ones that say believe or Santa's coming or winter wonderland. You hate them.
So take your shiplap with your little love saying on it and shove it up your ass, all right? How about that? That's a sign I'm going to put on the wall. Hey, all are welcome. Shove it up your ass. And I'm going to have like four A's for ass.
Ass.
Bonus story for you. This is nice. Southwest flight attendants found out two passengers on the flight were flying to a destination wedding where to get married. So they asked them to do a practice ceremony mid-flight for everybody. The bride wrapped herself in toilet paper to duplicate her wedding dress. And the flight attendants did a mock ceremony for them. I'm like, I got an idea. How about you give me free bags? How about that? How about you give me a full-size drink on the plane Southwest?
Right, can I get the whole can of soda? I don't want just a sip.
Instead of having me sit through this baloney, how about you turn the Wi-Fi on, okay?
Yeah, I think I would be annoyed by that. I mean, I'm happy for them that they're getting married and whatever, but you're blocking the aisle to the bathroom.
Yeah. Listen, I've been taxiing for half an hour. I got to go. Number one, some dinosaur news. This is fun. Okay. Scientists now believe that Tyrannosaurus Rex may in fact have had lips. Now, as you know, they have that big mouth with all those teeth, but they think they may have had protruding lips.
Really?
Yeah. Come here, I'm going to eat you, you little bitch.
I'm just thinking of those like overfilled lips on a T-Rex, and the image in my head is very funny.
Yeah.
I hope they did have lips.
So the Real Housewives of New Jersey kind of running around looking like Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
Stay away from my husband. Mm.
Again, this is one of those times I wish we had a webcam in here because that was phenomenal.
But then
phenomenal.
If we did have a webcam, it would just...
That was phenomenal.
It always looks better than what you think. No one needs to see that. Wednesday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Sterling K. Brown, 47 today. Paula Cole, remember her? 55. You're like, not really. She had the theme
song
to Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, she had a song.
Gone but not forgotten. We got a bunch of dead people today. Colin Powell. The Riddler from the old Batman show, Frank Gorshin. Remember him?
Yes.
He was born back in 1933. Spencer Tracy, Gregory Peck, and Booker T. Washington, all born on this date. So some big famous names. Today is National Deep Dish Pizza Day. Okay.
Yum.
It is also National Walking Day.
You're going to need to take a walk.
Going to need to get some steps in after you eat the deep dish.
Right.
Take that shiplap and stuff it. Man, I just saw this. I never really watched MASH, whether... I was a little kid when that was still on, but I never watched the reruns or anything. Did you get into MASH? I never watched that show, and everybody seemed to love it.
I used to watch it, but I mean, not anymore.
Well, sure. The finale is still the most watched scripted television program of all time.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
There's some Super Bowls and those sort of things that got more viewers, but it is still from 1983. 150 million people, I think, watched at least a little part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the actresses from the show, she was on 8 episodes, including a big role in that famous finale. Judy Farrell played Nurse Abel on MASH. She died yesterday at the age of 84. No. She was also on that soap opera, Port Charles.
Okay.
I was not familiar with her work. And like I said, it was one of those shows I feel like I missed out on something because just never saw it.
If you'd like to watch it, MASH is on Hulu.
Oh, is it?
It is.
There's a movie, too, I think. Well, you know what? It's funny I never said because I like Alan Alda a lot.
Yeah, I do, too.
He's one of those actors that if he's in it, you're like, oh, good, because he's great. He's never been bad at anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen MASH, so I feel like I need to catch up on that. So too bad to hear about the actress Judy Farrell passing away.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's like people talk about Succession and Outer Banks, and there's so many shows out there, and then I don't have a clue about it. And
yeah.
I'm 40 years behind on MASH, so I guess.
Well,
I better...
again, you can go ahead and binge it anytime you want.
8 million years of episodes of MASH.
Yeah, it was on like 11 years, right? So, all right. That reminds me, next week, Monday, I think, on the Celebrity Hotline, John Schneider will be back.
Okay.
He was Bo Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes.
That was a show I watched when I was a little kid at that time. I love that show. And I hero worship John Schneider, as you know. He is just one of my favorite celebrities. And he sent me a Christmas gift after he was on with us back during the holidays. And he's back again. Did you know he's one of the founders of the Children's Miracle Network?
That's amazing.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary as well.
Wow.
So I guess 40 is the big number here.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, not only is Nolan on vacation and not taking my calls. Mm-hmm. This is true. I can show you the text message. I cannot make this up. I got one of those, I'm thicker than a dog. Reached out to Mr. Leonard yesterday. He was supposed to be on. He was in the promo and everything.
Yeah.
And he's not responding to the messages to be on this
morning. I would love to talk to him. I haven't talked to him in a while.
I mean, you guys have known each other. We were talking about 40 years. Everything seems like it's a 40-year anniversary.
Yeah.
You and Mr. Leonard go back 40 years. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Something like that. And I said this, I said, it'd be nice if you join us this week, Mr. Leonard, because Ross is going to be in here, and you guys are old buddies, and I haven't heard from him yet. So
he's sicker than a dog.
He didn't say that, per se, but I haven't heard back from him, so I'm guessing that's the excuse, as usual, is that he's too sick to come to work today. Have not heard back from Mr. Leonard, so.
Oh, boy.
But I'm just annoyed, because I put him in the promo, gave him all that publicity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's looking for.
Yeah.
And nothing. So
nothing.
We'll see what happens.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Congratulations again to John. He's in Middletown, so he's streaming us at work all day today. Nice going, Johnny. One of those tickets. Go see Collective Soul, that show presented by 107.1 The Boss, at the Vogel. Basie Center for the Arts Red Bank, May 26th. And if you missed the announcement, 7:10, tomorrow is a free ticket Thursday. Ooh. Last chance tickets to see the Eagles in concert at the Prudential Center. You win your tickets at 9, 1, and 5 p.m. In addition to all the other goodies and the free money and all that other stuff you get.
Yes.
Just for listening here to this radio station, 107.1 The Boss. How about try this?
It's He Said, She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
We talked food today. We were talking about what a disaster my trip to the restaurant was last night. Mm-hmm. This is why I don't leave the house, you know. Honest to God. Every little thing sounds stressful, and people sometimes come up to me and go, it's such a small thing. Why is it stressing out? Well, that's my mental headspace. I don't know what to say. Just more comfortable when I don't leave the house. But think back. What meal? Your family served mom, grandmom, whoever cooked the meal. Maybe his dad was a cook in the house. They serve you when you were a kid that you hated. And you have never eaten it as an adult. You still hate it to this very day. Now, there's some foods where you eat it as a kid and you go, oh, I don't like it. And you get older and you're like, man, I don't know what I was thinking. That's delicious.
I think that happens a lot.
Like, I'm a spinach freak. I hated it when I was a kid.
Right.
I hated it.
Right.
And not that I was, Grayson is he takes it to the next level with how much he loves candy and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was never quite like that. I mean, I was always a decent eater. I mean, clearly, look at me. Shut up, Russ. But I didn't. But I didn't like spinach very much, or most of the vegetables when I was a kid. Now I really do, especially spinach. So it's funny how sometimes it happens. But
taste buds change as you get older. But there are definitely some food. I don't know if it was just like generational or what. Like liver and onions. I remember my grandmother making liver and onions, and I'm like, why? Of all the foods in the world.
Sure.
You're going liver and onions?
Sometimes there's a food, and I think liver is one of them, when you think to yourself, who was the first guy who thought to pull out the liver and say, man, I'll try eating this?
Yeah.
I mean, who had that idea first, you know? And I'll tell you what, crab is delicious, but who's the first person sees a crab in the ocean and went, I'm going to eat that?
Sure.
Because it's not very good looking. It may taste good, but it makes you wonder who the first guy was, you know?
And my stepmom used to make pork chops and lamb chops every single week. We would, like, alternate.
She's a pork chop.
Yeah. She's not the best person in the world. But to this day, I have never cooked a pork chop. I've never eaten one. She was probably just a terrible cook, but they were dry. I mean, they were gross. They tasted like rubber. She put some applesauce on it, and I did not make it better.
Yeah.
To this day, as an adult, I have never bought a pork chop, made a pork chop, looked at a pork chop, saw it on a menu and thought, ooh, I'll try that again. Never.
I spent a lot of time with my grandparents when I was a kid. My grandmother made great food, but my grandfather liked, because she was Italian, and but my grandfather was not. So she would make pasta a lot, but then she'd make this boiled dinner.
Ooh.
And it was this big pan with boiling water, and she put salt and pepper, and it was all vegetables. They were very crunchy. I remember these crunchy carrots, and then she would put sausage. So I go through, and I pick out all the sausage and leave the vegetables, and they wouldn't let me get up from the table until I'd eaten the vegetables. She said, you can't just eat sausage. Oh, it was brutal. But Ross, you got one that you think of when you think of childhood?
Well, my grandmother was named Riemenschneider. She was German, and she would make German food, and I could never tell what it was.
Those German Frankfurters are pretty delicious.
Yeah, they are.
You ever get any of those?
Yeah, those are good, but the other stuff she would make with lots of vegetables and stuff like that, I could never tell what it was. So
I think the German food is a little bit similar to like the Scottish food. You know, they stuff the belly with the haggis, I think it's called. I don't know if the Germans call it that, but
yeah, not mine.
It's the meal that your family is serving your kid. You still don't like it. You never grew into it. What is that meal? Think back to those childhood dinners, all right? 732-774-4444. Call us, text us. You can do it on Facebook if that's easier for you. We'll get to those next. He said.
She said.
107.1 The Boss. $5,000 in your hand.
Good morning.
Hi, who is this?
This is Lori.
Lori, how are you today?
Good.
Good. You sound wide awake and ready to go. Ready for your Wednesday.
I am. Good. Am I caller 10?
Yes, you are.
You are.
Thank you.
Lori, a couple of questions for you. What is on your agenda today, and where are you listening to this radio program?
I'm in my car. I am going to work.
Okay.
That's my agenda.
That's it.
Do you want to give a shout out to your place of employment?
Robert Wood Johnson Medical School.
Okay, very good. Well, you're caller number 10, so that means, Lori, you're qualified for $5,000, $5,000 in your hand. So that's pretty good to start. So that's already happened. Let's fire up the free money machine, see how much cash you're getting just for getting through this morning, okay? Here we go. And starting to pump out the dollar bills here. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 200, 250, 300, 400, $500 cash. Look at that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Lori, you just won
$500. For a phone call. How awesome is that?
Oh, my goodness. Qualified for $5,000. You get the $500. Tell them loud and proud who is the free money station.
107.1
The Boss.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Don't be fooled by that point station and all the other ones giving away their whatever it is. Well, they're not giving anything away.
Text
they just,
to
yeah,
win,
they got that
maybe.
Text. Oh, that gets me so mad. They're like, we have your chance, but you got nothing. Your national company has got a one chance to win one prize. We're doing it every day, three times
you gotta
a day.
Got to get your keyword, and then you got to put it in, and then you're still not going to win.
You should have seen Michelle when she came in yesterday. She's like 3 feet tall, Michelle. She comes in, and she's like, I heard him. I'm going to nail him. I'm like, go get him, kid. Go give him hell, Harry. Oh, it's great. Your he said.
She said.
It's just underway. It's an interesting thought. Think back to childhood when you were a kid. Was there a meal you ate all the time? You know, family would serve, whether you went to grandma's or mom, whoever cooked for you. And you really didn't like it, then you hated it. You went, oh, God, I don't want to eat this. And you still don't like it now as an adult. You never developed a taste for it.
Text from 0278 said, chicken cacciatore and Salisbury steak.
Yeah, Salisbury steak, I don't care for at all.
You know, Banquet. You remember those frozen Banquet meals?
Sure.
They used to have a Salisbury steak. And when I was a kid, I hated meat. I would never. But for some reason, I loved that stupid Banquet Salisbury steak. And now when I think about what it looked like, smelled like, tasted like, it makes me want to throw up. I can't even.
I got to be honest with you. The frozen dinners, God knows what that really was.
I know.
It's not a legit steak. You
I
know?
Just cannot believe for how picky I was. That was one of the things I actually enjoyed. I have no idea where that came from. Lori said ratatouille. Which I've never had, but actually looks really good.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had that myself.
It's just all vegetables. It looks tasty. I've never had
I can think of as a little rat.
Yeah.
Ratatouille.
Text from 6225 said, on Easter, we would have lamb with mint jelly. The lamb was disgusting enough, but mint jelly, so gross. Never will I eat that again. I gag just thinking about it.
That's old-fashioned. That's like old England, I feel like.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to us all, sir. Like Tiny Tim.
Where do you even buy mint jelly?
I don't know, but that's a very old fashioned lamb.
I've never seen that.
Lamb with mint jelly. That's like Victorian
fancy
Christmas dinner.
We did lasagna on Easter. So.
I would always ask for lasagna on all of the holidays.
Yeah.
My grandmother would bring the big tray, but we would have meat. And I'm with you. I would never really like it.
Yeah,
you know, the thing that's crazy is and my family knew this from the time I was a little kid. I have a nut allergy.
Yeah.
I'm not allergic to all nuts, and I know that's strange, but I'm allergic to some. Walnuts are a big one that are in a lot of not only desserts, but a lot of
stuffing and
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they would make it anyway and put it on the table.
and no one told you?
Well, they would, but they'd just be like, you can't have that. I'm like, so I'm left with the lasagna. That's all. I got a roll of bread and lasagna.
Well, that's what you like. Maybe that's why you like it so much. I don't know.
But I just thought it was kind of mean to have it out on the table. Yeah. You know, when they know that I'm allergic to it. But I don't know. I guess on the other hand, I was eating shrimp yesterday. We know Grayson is, or at least he claims he's allergic to shrimp. Where did that whole thing come?
He is allergic to shrimp.
I know, but there was something where you said that he made this up in his head.
Well, he didn't. We were making you shrimp one time, and he was helping me make it, and he broke out in hives just touching it.
Yeah.
And we took him to the Jinx Aquarium. This was a few months ago, and they had a shellfish there that you could touch, right. And it was like in the sea and touched a little tank, and he touched it, and then 2 weeks later, broke out in hives and something else.
They blamed the
little
touch tank.
Said it was because of the touch tank at Jinx. That's not it, buddy. So I'm allergic to shellfish.
But he is legitimately allergic to them.
He is, right. Yeah.
Well, I guess I shouldn't be eating it. I'm just as bad as my family, my aunts and uncles used to be.
First of all, he would never eat that, even if he wasn't allergic to it. There's no way he would eat that. But he just can't touch it or eat it. And you're fine eating it next to him. It's not like it's airborne allergies.
When her and I first met, because she didn't grow up on the East Coast, right? I grew up in New England. She had never had anything but canned tuna. That's the only seafood she ever had. Isn't that terrible?
I mean, my family would wake. I lived in the Great Lakes state, so they would have walleye, and they would have.
But that's seafood.
But it was just so fishy, and I never liked any seafood at all. And everything I would get was frozen or packaged, so I never liked it. So yeah, there's some of it I like, but.
I'll tell you another thing is I'm convinced, and I think we've mentioned this before, that my folks would tell me I was allergic to things that they didn't want me to eat. And it took me a long time to then try them again and realize I'm not like pumpkin is one. I always thought I was allergic to pumpkin.
Your mom just didn't like it.
And she didn't like it. She didn't like making pumpkin bread or something because I've had it more recently as an adult and I'm fine. But I went like 35 years believing I was allergic to pumpkin. So let's go back to childhood. What meal did your family serve your kid? You hated it and you still really don't like it. Maybe you make your kids eat it, though. 732-774-4444. Lines open on this. Give us a good one. 732-774-4444. If you got it, you can text or Facebook if that's easier. We're going to grab a couple more. He said.
She said.
Remember the other day for April Fool's Day, we posted that fake graphic. And we said, Ronnie and Michelle in the morning were taking over for us.
Mm-hmm.
I got a note from our buddy Art Volo. He's they call him radio's best friend because he goes around to radio studios and videotapes people doing their show. Matter of fact, he was here not that long ago, right?
Yes.
And he sent me a note and he goes, sue the bastards. He's like, Art, it's a joke. He actually thought we were being replaced by a show that was ripping us off. He did not get the April Fool's
joke. Stop it.
He sent me a big long thing and a number to an attorney that he's used. I was like, all right, it was a joke. I'm sorry.
He's probably the only one that fell for it. I love it. That makes me love him even more. I love that.
There is also a competing service called California Air Check.
Yes.
And if anyone, I can't imagine there is, but if there's any young kid out there, grandkid or whatever, that is interested in broadcasting, might get a kick out of this. They have just released a new edition of the tape. And Russ Bertain is on it right here at The Boss.
Oh, boy.
And you and I from the old place, the last place we were at. Now, they came and taped us here, but then they had also taped us there, and I guess they were delayed getting it out because of COVID and all of that. So if anyone's interested, California Air Check on the website there. There's the video is out, and we are, I understand it's a niche sort of thing, but we're honored to be a part of it, as I'm sure you are.
Yes, absolutely. I am.
Absolutely.
He rolls his eye. You and George go way back, right? You must have known.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. A lot of funny answers, especially a lot of text messages this morning. 732-774-4444 to call or in a text. Boss Text Connect is the very same phone number. You can also get us on the Facebook at 1071 The Boss, of course. It's a meal that you had as a kid all the time. Your family would serve it to you, but you really hated it. You didn't like it, and you still don't.
Dawn said, my mother found these horrible things in the freezer section called chicken croquettes.
Ooh.
They were horrible, heavy lumps of deep-fried chicken-flavored sawdust and chicken byproduct. Absolutely horrible.
I have seen those in the frozen food section, and they do look... it looks like one of those ice cream drumsticks, but it's chicken.
Yeah. Pete said, before you even said a word, I thought spinach, but unlike you, I still hate it. The only way I can eat it is in a salad, but the minute it gets cooked, I want to throw it up.
Do you remember, Ross, you might remember this. You remember there was all the press used to get a kick out of the fact that the first President Bush wouldn't eat, was it broccoli?
Yeah.
You remember this?
Broccoli, yeah.
And he would go to the state dinners. They'd make a joke about this everywhere he went. Of course, he's in like 65 and he's the president.
Yeah.
Very prim and proper.
Like it.
Would not have broccoli. I'd be like, sir, there's going to be broccoli at the state dinner. And he's like, oh, well, I don't think there will. 1,000 points of light. No broccoli, please.
He doesn't like it.
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
That was funny. That was one of the things I remember about the guy. The guy's the leader of the free world. I'm like, I remember him. He hated broccoli.
Christine said, when I was five, I knocked my four front teeth out and needed to eat only soft food. So my mother put pork chop in the blender to make sure I got protein.
Ew, oh, my God.
I still can't eat them.
That's a twofer on the pork chops today.
Pork chop in the blender?
Yuck.
Oh, my God. Mom, come on. Come on.
I got someone insulting the Italian food, the ragotta. Uh-oh. The ragotta cheese. I sound like...
Giada.
Giada de Laurentiis. I tell you, by the way, we were watching Bobby Flay the other night.
Yeah.
Meet Bobby Flay. She was on there with him.
Ugh.
And they used to be, you know, mm-hmm. So
yeah.
It's kind of weird to see them together on that show.
Why? They were woo.
I know, but now they're both married to other people, so oh. Just a little...
Well, then they were going woo.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Okay, stop.
Bobby liked her, or I got the cheese, is my understanding.
Gross.
All right, let's get this guy on the line.
Hello?
Hey, Joe, it's Robbie and Rochelle over at the radio station. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You just texted in. I had to ask you a little bit more about this. I hope you don't mind my buzzing you, but you hated ricotta. Well, I say ragoth. That's the way the Italians say it, but ricotta cheese, you didn't like that growing up?
Oh, man. Disgusting.
What do you say he called it? Baby barf?
It reminds me of a baby barf.
Yeah, oh, like baby barf.
Joe, come on. Ragotta cheese.
Yeah, come on. It's horrible.
Joe, how do you feel about cottage cheese?
Even worse.
Okay.
Are you just not a cheese guy? The charcuterie not for you?
I don't know. Cheese and everything like that, but not like that.
All right. Oh. I had to investigate because I don't know about that.
Brutal. That sounds brutal.
Brutal.
Baby barf. All right, Joe. Thanks for being a first-time texter. Have a great day.
Thanks.
You're welcome. He's never texting it again. Calling him out for not liking the ricotta cheese. He sounds a little bit like Big Boss Bob, by the way. No.
Yeah. I get it. You know what? If you're a texture person,
yeah.
I mean, I do understand. You don't like cottage cheese.
No, I really don't.
So, I mean,
what did you say? A texture person?
A texture person.
Oh,
like,
I see.
You don't like texture, and you're certain types of texture to eat.
That doesn't mean it's the flavor that makes a difference.
Well, some people don't like cottage cheese because it tastes, it's like lumpy.
Yeah.
So it's like putting chunks in your mouth. I don't know how to eloquently say chunks. I don't. It's
baby barf.
It's a texture thing.
You know what? You did just say eloquently baby barf. So
yeah.
You did just eloquently say that. So. Thanks, Joe. All right, that's that. That's your he said.
She said.
We'll keep that going on the text connect. The meal you remember eating growing up, you still hate it. 774-4444 or on the Facebook.